Hello everyone, welcome to Dialab Radio, relay of research results by audio. Well, this time, guess what? We have marked 3 years of doing radio, and I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as we have organizing it. With each series, relaying 2 research papers every month on 6th and 21st day of the month, we have completed 72 episodes. Well, today, on November the 6th, the 3rd, anniversary of Dialab Radio program, we merge these series and now on we number the episodes from 73 onwards. Hope you like this little change and keep enjoying this program. This time, let me present a brief report from Dialab team of Sikkim University, India on recent results on phenotypic and genotypic characterization of lactic acid bacteria isolated from exotic naturally fermented cow and yak milk products of Arunachal Pradesh. Well, first few facts that you might not know, and these are: ethnic people of Indian Himalaya region, including Arunachal Pradesh, have exotic naturally fermented food produced from either cow or yak. The common popular names are mar, churpi, and churkam. Well, the traditional production of these exotic milk products have been decreasing and indeed is a threat. This means that there is an increasing need to preserve this culture and more so the inhabitant microbial species in these exotic foods of Himalaya. And here comes the role of microbiology laboratories, genome and functional food research. Tamang Laboratory at Dialab Sikkim University has been playing this very important role, and this time they report phenotypic and genotypic characterization of lactic acid bacteria isolated from exotic naturally fermented milk products of Arunachal Pradesh. They report that the most products have pH ranging from 5 to 6 and viable lab count of 6.27 to 6.49 log colony forming units per gram. They made some 30 samples from these products and isolated 307 lab isolates. 76 of these were randomly grouped on the basis of phenotypic characterizations and were identified using 16S ribosomal RNA gene sequence analysis. Well, they grouped them into 9 species of lab from cow milk products and 5 lab species from yak milk products. Churpi, that comes from cow milk, showed the highest number and diversity among the tested products. They hope to put this data in application for microbial preservation and functional food. For details, please refer to the research article published in International Diary Journal, volume 118. And thanks for listening, and do please stay in touch and keep enjoying this program. Bye for now.